I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and here is your faith for today. Our title is Living in the Fruit of the Spirit, and our text comes from Galatians 5:22-23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. You know, we live in a world that often measures success by what we have, what we earn, or how much influence we can hold. But God doesn't measure our lives by possessions or positions. He looks at the fruit, not the fruit of our ambition, not the fruit of our own works, but the fruit of the Spirit. Paul reminds us in Galatians that when the Holy Spirit is at work in us, he produces something visible, something undeniable. Just like you know an apple tree by its apples, people will know us by the Spirit's fruit in our lives. Point one. Source of the fruit. Notice Paul doesn't call them the fruits of the Spirit, plural, but the fruit. Why? Because this is not a fruit basket where we pick and choose. It is one fruit with many flavors, all grown from the same Spirit. This isn't something we can manufacture. You can't force joy or fake peace for long. The fruit of the Spirit is supernatural. It comes from abiding in Christ. As Jesus said in John 5:5, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Moving on to point two, the evidence of the Spirit. Paul contrasts this fruit with the works of the flesh. Earlier in Galatians 5, things like hatred, jealousy, selfish ambition, and anger, these are the weeds that grow naturally in our sinful soil. But when the Spirit takes root, the evidence is different. Love becomes the foundation. Joy is not dependent on circumstance. Peace stands firm in chaos. Patience endures with grace. Kindness and goodness overflow in action. Faithfulness keeps us steady. Gentleness softens our strength. And self-control keeps us walking in God's will. The world may argue with our words, but it cannot argue with our fruit. Point three, live in the fruit daily. To live in the fruit of the Spirit is not a one-time event. It is a daily choice of surrender. We don't wake up automatically full of patience or kindness. It comes as we yield to the Spirit every morning, every decision, every challenge. When someone wrongs you, choose love. When life is heavy, choose joy rooted in Christ, not circumstance. When storms come, choose peace by trusting God's promise. When tested, choose patience and faithfulness, not frustration. Living in the fruit means we stop asking, what do I want to do? And start asking, Holy Spirit, what do you want to do through me today? Point four, the purpose of the fruit. Fruit isn't just for the tree. It is for others to taste, to be nourished. God produces fruit in us, not just so we can say, look how spiritual I am, but so that the world can experience his love through us. When our coworkers see peace in our life, when our neighbors feel kindness from you, when your family sees gentleness in your words, they are encountering the character of Christ. Let's wrap it up. Living in the fruit of the Spirit isn't about striving harder, isn't about abiding deeper. The more we walk with Jesus, the more his Spirit shapes us, and the more his fruit becomes evident in our lives. Let us not settle for a life full of weeds when God has called us to bear fruit that lasts. I think we should pray today. Holy Spirit, we surrender to you today. Cultivate us in your fruit. Make us your people of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. May our lives reflect Jesus to a world that desperately needs him. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I'm the pastor without a pulpit, and this was your faith for today.